AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A Minneapolis man has been arrested for posting threats and encouraging violence against immigration officers. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
Federal authorities allege Kyle Wagner threatened to kill Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in posts on social media. The 37-year-old Minneapolis man faces charges of cyber-stalking and threats against federal agents. Attorney General Pamela Bondi alleges that Wagner doxed and threatened officers. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says such conduct won't go unpunished.
The Department of Homeland Security arrested this individual. He is a self-proclaimed Antifa member who has been threatening, doxing, harassing ICE. He called for the murder of federal law enforcement officers. He encouraged bloodshed in the streets of Minnesota.
According to prosecutors, Wagner repeatedly posted on Facebook and Instagram encouraging his followers to forcibly assault and impede federal officers, whom he referred to as the Gestapo. He's also accused of doxing a pro-ICE individual online and sharing personal information online. The address in that case was in Michigan, and that's where the criminal complaint was filed.
Today's show host, Savannah Guthrie's family, is sending out another message to their mother's kidnapper. On a post to Savannah Guthrie's social media, her brother Cameron Guthrie shared this message.
Whoever is out there holding our mother, we want to hear from you. We haven't heard anything directly. We need you to reach out, and we need a way to communicate with you so we can move forward. But first, we have to know that you have our mom. We want to talk to you, and we are waiting for contact.
Authorities think Nancy Guthrie was taken against her will from her home in Tucson, Arizona over the weekend. DNA tests show blood found on Guthrie's front porch was a match to her. World shares were mixed today after Wall Street extended losses, driven by heavy selling of technology stocks. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on an explosion at a mosque in Pakistan's capital.
A massive bombing has ripped through a Shiite mosque on the outskirts of Islamabad, killing at least 31 worshippers and wounding nearly 100 people. Officials say the explosion at the sprawling mosque in Pakistan's capital was an attack and that an investigation is underway. Pakistan's Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi has condemned the attack and asked authorities to ensure the provision of the best medical care to the wounded. No one has immediately claimed responsibility, but suspicion is likely to fall on militants such as the Pakistani Taliban or the Islamic State group, both of which have been blamed for previous attacks on Shiite worshippers, a minority in the country. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.